It's time for your letters, and joining me is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey.
Hey, Farah.
So let's take a peek in the mailbag, most of it virtual. Tell me what we've got this week.
Well, as usual, our Sex and Sexuality series is bringing in some mail. We got one letter about our story Monday that looked at how parents talk to their kids about sex. One of your guests was Shane Peralt, a family and child psychologist. Farah, you asked him what he'd say to a 15-year-old girl who just told him that a 25-year-old hotshot guy was trying to get at her. Here's some of Peralt's advice.
I think the first thing I would do is ask, where is this headed? Are you in the process of having sex? What's going on with this young man, and why is that so appealing to you?
Listener Michelle Robinson sent an email to say that our guest got it all wrong. Michelle writes, the 15-year-old has the 25-year-old rolling up on them at every street corner, recreation center, and on their own front porch. Regardless of ethnic race, women and girls lack self-love and will accept any old line to find love. Technically speaking, the man is committing a crime and the smooth talker needs a wake-up call.
We also got some mail about last week's guest, Lowell Perry. Now, Perry runs the Middle Tennessee Big Brothers and Big Sisters and says there's a major shortage of black volunteers to guide young people. Here's Lowell.
We like to have a mentor any way that we can find one. However, in the African-American community, only a black man can teach a black boy to be a man.
Lowell's comment got listener David Austin of Frederick, Maryland, pretty steamed. David wrote, I am appalled that in your segment on Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you allowed a blatantly racist statement to go unchallenged. After allowing a statement emasculating all non-black men, you ran a story about how horrible it is to objectify black women. Well, David, I'm really glad we're getting your perspective on the air. Now, I can't speak for Mr. Perry, but the phrase emasculating all non-black men strikes me as an unusual interpretation of his words. I can say this. The debate over what helps young black boys grow into successful black men has many facets, yours and his included, and we want to hear both.
Finally, last week, we had soul stars Rose Stone and Larry Graham of Sly and the Family Stone on to take a funkified trip down memory lane. We were so excited to have the family on, it was hard to just sit on our hands and wait for them to ring our doorbell. So we got busy on our blog site, News and Views. We asked you, our listeners, to write in and tell us your favorite Sly and the Family Stone song. We got some really nice responses, including this one that you, Farai, read to Rose Stone.
So a woman named Nikki King wrote, Everyday People is my all-time favorite Sly and the Family Stone song. The song captures the sentiments of inclusiveness, acceptance, and equality that ought to be the goals of a fair and just society. Sly's lyrics and beat capture the energy and hopefulness of an era.
That is beautiful. That's exactly how I feel. My sentiments exactly. I love that song.
If you go to our blog page, well, you go to npr.org/news and notes, and our blog link is right at the top. You can also hear my full uncut interview with Rose and Larry. Michael Brown of Gainesville, Florida, really enjoyed the final product and wrote to say, thank you for giving tribute to one of the top bands in American history. Sly and the Family Stone made music that epitomized the vibrant times of the 60s and 70s. As a young black man growing up in those turbulent days, Sly and the Family gave hope that life could be enjoyed despite the challenges. May God bless them all.
Thanks for that letter, Michael, and thank you all for writing. Please keep your letters and calls coming.
You can leave a voicemail for us at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271. And to email, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Now, it helps us a lot if you tell us where you're writing from and how we should say your name. So until next time, that's your letters. Thanks, Christopher.
No problem for that.